The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning in this beginning of our October. And it's basically started out as a solemn day. We had a terrible situation, which by now maybe a lot of you have known about, the terrible shooting in Las Vegas. It started... Well, up till now, the worst shooting disaster had happened with the 48. I believe there was 48 dead in the Orlando shooting, and now it's been taken over by the shooting, which we'll go into on our reports, in Las Vegas when they fired shots. Someone fired shots out of the Mandalay Bay down into a crowd of 40,000 at a country western event. So we'll go into all that in the news then, and I believe we have some interesting guests on today. We have Frank Hillering coming on, and Tiffany Garvin will be on with us, and Dave Andrews. Frank, are you with us?
How are you doing, Jim? Good morning.
Hello, Frank. Hello. And
I wish it was on better circumstances. I actually lived in Las Vegas for 2 years.
Okay. You lived in Vegas, and you know the scenario there with how crowded it can be, and I believe this was in the 10 o'clock category, and I'll go into this in my report, but, you know, when they're talking about shutting down an airport, a busy airport, shutting down the main street, you know, the Las Vegas Strip, and closing off the casino, that's pretty major when something like that happens, and that's
yes.
All that was entailed in the situation that they had. And I was listening. I caught it last night about 2 a.m.
The vantage point of that, Jim, though, is even more shocking. I mean, this guy's on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay shooting down into that crowd. I mean, how in the world did he get 10 automatic weapons into that hotel room? That really bears some concern.
See, that's the situation, Frank. There's an issue here that a lot of people online were calling in about. Why? How did this happen? Why did it happen? Well, the why is one thing. That there, in fact, we'll go into all this in a news report because they talked to the brother and everything. But yes, how did he get 10 weapons up to that floor? Well, he was in there several days, so he had. You know, like, did anybody see any weapons? Well, it could have been in all kinds of luggage. You know, like, when we go in there with our luggage, we have the cases that carry the media walls holders. And then you got golf clubs, and there's all kinds of scenarios, and the place is busy, and nothing had happened there. So a lot of this, Frank, I would imagine a lot of this is going to be changing.
It's going to have to, Jim. I mean, this is the worst disaster. I mean, of course, we had the first one in Orlando with 49 people killed in that bar. Then, of course, we had 9/11. But this has got to be ranking right up there.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And we're altering our show, folks, a little bit today. We have our Aretha's doing her. She's working on a film. And we usually go into our section with Aretha with the tech time, but we're devoting that.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
So I'll go into a little bit of the details here. Basically, where they're at now, I think as the last statement I heard was 515 people injured, and 58 had died. And there were several policemen involved. There are so many people in the crowd from all, you know, all livelihoods. And they had the situation where it started out, Jason Alderaan, country and western, it was a country festival. And in the area of 10 o'clock, he was getting, I think it was towards the end of his, maybe midpoint to the end there, asking a lot of people. They heard shots, which they thought were firecrackers. But then people started, they started seeing the injuries. And the band pulled off the stage. And people started, and they said this went on for 10 to 15 minutes. People were getting shot. Well, the crowd had up to 40,000 people, and the person that was doing the shooting was up on the the 32nd floor, and he was just shooting down. Stephen Paddock was 64-year-old Stephen Paddock was shooting down into the crowd, shot through the window. Now, normally they don't, you know, consider this a threat because the windows don't open, and they're big windows sealed up. Well, he had an automatic weapon, and he just shot the windows out and started shooting down into the crowd. But it took a while for the crowd to realize that they were actually being shot at, because with all the excitement and the band going on and the popping, they thought it was a celebration thing until they started seeing people getting injured. And they found 10 weapons in his room, and when the police went up there, he evidently went to a different part of the room, and the last I heard, he had shot himself. And so he...
Yeah, and there, Jim, lies an incredible tragedy, because all these people who've lost their lives, all the families out there right now that are going through this tremendous trauma, and they have no way of closure because this guy ends up judging himself.
Exactly, yeah. And... you know, that's just it. And they went to the brother's house, and he was in total awe. He had no idea, you know, what would happen, you know, what, why this would happen or anything. He was just totally dumbfounded. And but there is, you know, we have to remember, all right, there's a number. I'm going to give you a number that you can call if you have relatives in Vegas, or you're wondering if anybody was at that concert. And they'll give you information from the hospitals on who was injured and who had passed away. It's 866-535-5654. That's 866-535-5654. And you can also call several of the hospitals or the Red Cross if you want to donate blood. This has... Frank broken all records. So October 1st, this has been the worst shooting in U.S. history. And
you know, Jim, I think it came out on CNN this morning that ISIS has claimed responsibility for this. They said that this was one of their converts and whatnot. And let me tell you something. That really should kind of concern us as Americans even more, because if we do have a lot of Americans that are converting over to this particular type of faith, oh my goodness, now how hard is it to recognize these fanatics?
Exactly, Frank, exactly. And I think we're going to move into a commercial now, then we'll come back with our guest, Tiffany Garvin.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way. Yes, we do. Eric does. He works hard to bring things to us the easy way. And anyway, we have our guest coming on, Tiffany Garvin, expert in the art of healing and mentorship, best-selling author, creator of the perfect healing system. We all have the innate ability to heal ourselves and improve the quality of our lives. And, you know, Tiffany, we've had requests for Tiffany to come back on, and boy, is Tiffany needed in this day and age, right, Frank? Tiffany, are you with us?
I am. Hi, Jim.
Yes,
how's it going?
Hi, Tiffany. Hi. And welcome
to
the show again.
Good morning, Tiffany. Welcome to the
show. Hi, Frank.
under request, because last time we had you on, you left us with a positive note, and boy, do we need a lot of this in the world today, right? I mean,
yes, we do.
This is really crazy what's going on, and like I was telling Frank, this breaks all records. October 1st, just a day that'll be remembered as the most and traumatic day for shootings in U.S. history. And,
yeah.
I don't know, where does this all stem from? And the thing is, he was somebody that was maybe a crazy young person that, this was somebody that was a baby boomer. And we don't know yet. They have to talk to other people that were around him. They're doing a lot of investigations. And I think it was they talked to his brother. He had him and his wife, a nice property in Vegas. And he was just dumbfounded. He had no idea. He said nothing that he's seen ever led up to this. So talk to us, Tiffany, and you're going to probably be requested even more, because this is traumatic for people overall when these things happen.
It is. It really is. And when you look at somebody like this, you want to immediately hate them. And that doesn't do anybody any good. It really doesn't. It's a time to kind of see this person as traumatized themselves. You look at someone who commits suicide and it shocks everybody around them. There's something inside that person that was awful, that was so awful, so hard for them to deal with life that they were out of their minds. They really did lose connection with reality and hope for something better. And what I want to invite people to do is to steer clear from the hate, steer clear from absorbing that negativity and that anger, because it won't help you. It will only fester inside of you. And this healing, these techniques that I teach, they really to help people, like you said, improve the quality of their lives, to analyze what they're experiencing and to be able to manage it, to be able to deal with what comes at them, because these natural disasters, these tragedies, these awful things that we see in the news constantly can throw us into an awful spin. But if we know how to look at them and know where we are and know we're safe and be able to manage these emotions that stir up, that's where we have the power. That's where we can regain peace. That's where we can manage our lives and move forward without being paralyzed. Because a lot of people do. They just shut down and they think, well, I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything because who knows what's going to happen. And this can definitely decrease the quality of our lives. And that's not what we're meant to do. We're meant to live with joy, and it's actually possible to still live with joy and manage our emotions during these traumatic things, because, you know, we're in times where it's not going to get any better. Life is going to get harder. Right. And so it's up to us to find that faith, to find the community of support, our family, and tools to help us manage our lives in the best way we can.
Yeah, and you noticed probably in your business when tragedies like this happen, and, you know, even personal tragedies and families and that, it's how you handle that. And you probably have people coming at you and relating things. Things may be going good in their life, but the surrounding things affect them. It affects that positive they had. I mean, you know, like the old adage, when you have somebody who's in a positive mode and they're linking up with someone else, they come across a friend or relative, and they, you know, what they say, dump all this stuff on them, all this negativity and that, it has to affect the other person also, right?
Oh, it does. It does. Unless that person is very aware of how to protect themselves from that energy coming at them. It's very damaging. I was working with a lovely... Go ahead.
From your experience, does that help affects people's health too, right?
It does, absolutely, very directly, in fact. That energy comes in and it creates chaos in our own energy, and that vibration brings us down. So you're talking our beliefs and our thoughts and our emotions. We're talking about the energetic ability for our bodies to heal and recover from difficult experiences. That's all damaged. It's all weakened. And so we need to know how to recoup that, how to strengthen those abilities again and raise our vibration again so that we can think clearly and still manage the things around us, because life goes on, right? Our personal challenges, our personal relationships, everything mm-hmm. still moves on, and we need to be able to keep going with those.
Well, in your statement, you said we all have the innate ability to heal ourselves and improve the quality of our lives. So we have that ability.
Yes, we do.
And we have to learn it, I guess. Now, is that something people really have to reach out and basically learn that skill? It's not an automatic thing.
Well, you know what? For some people, it is automatic. I do meet people where I teach them what I do, and they say, you know what? I feel like I've been doing kind of an automatic version of this my whole life. My dad's one of those people. My father-in-law is another one. They just have this uncanny ability to just automatically do it. And that's a blessing. That's beautiful. But for the rest of us, we need to learn that it's there. And just having that awareness that it is there, we have the capacity to facilitate that healing and that peace is very powerful for people. And so that's why I wrote my book, Life Above the Line. It teaches in very simple terms about this ability, how anyone can access it. And it's just a very simple DIY to managing your emotions and your health.
Now, do you notice that some people take onto it a little quicker than others, and some people you really have to dig them out of that? It's a little harder?
Yes, yes. Well, and we've had this talk. You have that innate ability, too. With your health concerns that you had a few years ago, you just had that innate awareness. You know what? This isn't going to beat me. I can overcome this. And that is a powerful belief. And then on the other hand, there are people that that struggle, people that through their life experiences or the conditioning of people around them or even inherited patterns from their ancestors, there is a more difficult awareness and ability to attach to these beautiful truths. But I can work with them too, as long as they're willing and they have that desire to learn and grow and capitalize on this skill, I can help them too.
Now, being expert in the art of healing and mentorship, was this a natural thing with you? Did you carry this on through childhood and you just kind of had a kind of a positive attitude, or did you just kind of pick up things from books and talking to people and kind of built this?
Well, I lived it firsthand. I mentioned that my dad has this innate gift to be strong. He had Perthes disease and polio when he was young. He's 82. He's 82 now, my dad is. And he's in remarkable health. He was running marathons at 50. So that definitely was part of my upbringing, this power, this tenacity. When I was 22, I got very, very sick with three different chronic illnesses. And I went on a journey of my own for 18 years, learning about what physical, factors were contributing to these illnesses, what mental and emotional and spiritual factors in my life were contributing to this. So I had firsthand learning, it was education. And 3 years ago, I finally overcame them. I really put into practice everything I had learned firsthand, and plus from my dad, and some learning from other great books and great scientists, even, and some mentors, where
with so many people. Does anything stand out where you really did affect that person with your you sharing of the positive, and
yeah,
I mean, something's boy, that person was, you know, and you notice, wow, I'm glad I could share this with him. Is there anybody that stands out?
Yes, several people. The first one that comes to mind is a man who, at the age of 3, lost his baby brother to a liver disease. And the beautiful people around him and his family were encouraging his parents and saying, you know what, this is, he was too good to stay. You know, he went to heaven, and that's a beautiful, comforting thought to a parent, but to a 3-year-old who's sitting there thinking, wait, if he's too good to go, I must be too bad, so I had to stay. And that belief, permeated this man's life. And when he was in his mid-30s, I worked with him, and we realized how much depression, how much anxiety, how much self-squashing, self-loathing developed from that little experience when he was 3 years old. And we healed it. And now he's not burdened by those things anymore. Life is bright and hopeful. He feels empowered in his life.
Okay.
A whole change. Totally changed his life.
That has to make you feel good when you do something, you know. I've noticed with so many, many times, I've seen so many people that Eric has worked with and just helped get through situations, whether it's online or helping him just so many different ways, and just hearing him talk, you know, just as he's kind of a mentorship, aside from his giving advice. And I'm thinking, wow, that's pretty good. But anyway, give us your information on contact and so on. And then if you want, Tiffany, you could stay on, because I'm bringing another guest. I'm not sure if you know him, author. You know, have you met David Andrews?
I haven't.
With Empires and Kingdoms? He's the author?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
yeah,
we want to bring him on. If you want, give us your information, and you could hang in there if you want in the conversation.
Sure.
We're going to keep this all stemmed around, because it's such an issue today. So give us your contact information if somebody wants to contact you on healing.
Yeah, my website is tiffanygarvin.co. So Tiffany, spelled the normal way, Garvin, GARVIN.CO. And you can email me at lifeabovetheline@gmail.com. My book's on Amazon. You can check me out there as well.
Okay, and you know, we have Frank Hillering on with us. He's just listening. He's my co-host, and he's got one of these attitudes that's very resilient also, a good example for the baby boomers. And Frank travels all over the world, deals with all kinds of people. So Frank and Tiffany, we're going to bring in, if we have them, author, speaker. He's got a very interesting past. He actually had he grabbed a picture of Hirohito back when he was in it, and that's very rare. And he did the analytics for Chase Bank. He speaks several language, Mandarin and so on. Dave, are you on with us?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
There he is, Mr. Dave Andrews. And he was at the Celebrity Connect event with Celebrities Gallery. Dave, we got Tiffany Garvin and Frank's on with us. And we're just all kind of going over the situation, Tiffany, with her bringing the positive. And the shooting today, the horrific shooting in Vegas, and how it affects everybody. And you're on. I know you've even shared something with me when I was on the phone. You knew somebody, and I think that we all knew them. They were in the building in the Mandalay Bay on the 62nd floor, I believe. Ms. Forbes.
Right. Forbes Riley had a video on the shooting from up on one of the upper floors of the building when the concert was just happening. So she's safe, and her friends around her, immediate friends around her, are safe.
Wow.
But our condolences, of course, to all the families that know people over there and are touched and wondering how their loved ones are responding to. You know, I wish them the best and pray for their recoveries.
Well, yeah, we had a number of 515 injured, and 50 passed away, and they were interviewing all kinds of people that were in this scenario, and they were just taking off their shirts and using them as bandages. And they said they were going up to people with pickup trucks and vans, whatever they could use at the time, and just filling people in, taking them to hospitals. And they said the hospitals were at capacity. And, you know, Frank, are you still there, Frank?
Yes, sir, I am, Jim. How you doing,
Frank,
Dave?
Asked me. There you go. Frank and Dave and Tiffany.
Right.
Frank asked me, guys, I was in the military in 1970. I was in the military police MOS, and we had a lot of weapons training. Frank asked me how many rounds, because this person had a weapon that fired automatic. Okay, you have semi-automatic and automatic. Now, semi-automatic means there's a switch on the rifle, and you could turn it to semi-automatic. That means you just pull the trigger as fast as you can. If you put it on automatic, you pull the trigger back once, and it continually shoots. And Frank asked how many rounds they're shot. And I took, my old guess was about 700 to 800 rounds a minute. Well, I looked it up because it's been 45 years. I guess I was close, because the estimates are 300 to 1,800 rounds a minute. And I put it in at 700 to 800. So when he shot the window out, he was shooting down in this crowd of 40,000 with a weapon that shoots anywhere from 300 to 1,800 rounds per minute. And these bullets are just being sprayed all over a crowd of 40,000. So you can imagine, and at first they didn't even realize what was going on, the devastation. And if you've never experienced that, like we had that training, you know, live fire and all that, but it's shocking. But they said the people went into panic mode, but then they also went into assistance mode, and they were just swarming and helping people, bandaging them and putting them in the vans, taking them to hospitals. And we were talking to Tiffany, Dave, about you know, the trauma it brings on people when something like this happens, and how the wave goes across the country and the world, you know.
But
and,
you know, Jim, I think it also speaks to the fact that, you know, what is it going to take for us here in this country to realize that we are at war, okay? We've been at war ever since we started dropping bombs in Iraq again. And this country not to be on a war footing right now. I mean, I tell my wife all the time, because she's a mallaholic, right, Jim?
Yeah.
I tell her, she walks into that Mission Viejo Mall or that Brea Mall or Newport Beach, you be looking north, south, east, and west around you, because you need to have an awareness. Because, like, if you went to Israel, they don't congregate over there because the doggone terrorists look to, you know, get in a group of 30 or 40 people and set off a dynamite bomb. It can happen here in the good old USA.
And, you know, guys, this just seems to go back. You know, when you study history, one thing you learn is, you know, talking about Trump with the border and the walls, when you study history, you see a lot of walls going back, and Dave's kind of an expert in this field, with the the Moors and the in England and you know, Germany, Ireland, the divisions of, you know, and the people and the problems they had, and with Dave's book, you know, all the situations that went on. A lot of the book is the confrontations, right, Dave?
Well, yeah, there's been wars between different ethnic groups and different religions and different cultures for a long time. And some people want to dominate other people, and other people resist. And that, you know, that's part of how you deal with things there. But I kind of agree with Frank that it's good to be aware. I lived in New York City for 2 years. And just going down the street, you always have a chance, even though it's across the city, of being robbed or pickpocketed or something like that. So you have to be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah. Well, Dave, give us your information on your book. We have to move. It's Carmelita's turn, and I appreciate Tiffany and Frank and all, you know, all you guys coming on and sharing. But give us your information on your book for us.
Oh, okay. The website is empiresandkingdoms.com, empiresandkingdoms, kingdoms.com. The book available at Barnes & Noble and on Amazon is called The English Slave. My name is David Eugene Andrews, and so check it out. It deals with Captain John Smith being sold into slavery in the year 1602. It's based on true events.
Great, great. And it is, it's the kind of book you can't set down. You have to set down, but it's a visual. Boy, this could be a movie. Anyway, guys, we got to go, and thank you again. And our prayers and condolences from the Easy Way family to all the victims' families. And we pray that everybody that was in a situation that was injured be healed, and all the prayers those that were deceased. And God bless you all. Anyway, so long, guys, and we're going to bring in Carmelita.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here. And I want to bring on two special guests this morning. We've had quite a bit of drama, and in fact, one of our guests, Pete Allman, he is from Las Vegas, and sometimes he stays here too. And he's such an amazing, wonderful individual that I've known over the years. He's a journalist, film producer. He's giving back to the community by working at the moment with Winds of Freedom Foundation, which is a nonprofit foundation dedicated to promoting global peace, and God knows we need it more than ever now. And so we're going to be bringing on his partner with the Winds of Freedom, and that is Alex Azizian. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it correctly. He comes to us from the Ukraine. So welcome, Pete and Alex.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just make a little correction. The last name is Azin.
Azin. Okay. No, I wasn't sure. Thank you. Well, Pete, can I talk with you? Because we've got a lot of history going back to, well, shall I say, it's been a while.
I'm going back to James Brown when he attended the special functions, the pre-Grammy parties with Bonnie Hilton Sweeney. That's what you're referring to, I'm sure.
Yes, and I was very much involved as one of the co-producers of that event, and it became a family affair. In fact, I'm missing the bunch and thinking about having a special event next February, which is Grammy time, more or less. And we'll talk about that because I think it's a good idea to get some of the old gang back together again. What do you think about that? Pete? Hello?
You're reading the Bible. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you now, yeah. I was asking you, what do you think about getting the old gang together, the pre-Grammy bunch, next February?
I think that's a very good idea. You know, James Brown, who often would come to these things, and Bonnie was handling his public relations at the time, James Brown got me reading the Bible. James Brown was about peace. He was about promoting peace. Even though he had demons around him, he always treated me with respect and always, you know, introduced me to people like Magic Johnson in Vegas, wanting me to interview them. So James Brown was about peace. He was about bringing people together in harmony of all nationalities. I want people that are listening right now to understand that. And that's exactly what Alex Azen is doing. You know, Alex, I've known him for 13 years. And Alex knows what it's like to be where there's no hope, where there's no religion, where they burned down all the churches in Soviet Union, and was able to come to the United States and was able to, you know, graduate. And he'll tell you all about that from the Marine Academy, excuse me. But most importantly, creating a concert at Carnegie Hall, which was so well received, and that concert now became a social message with video that I helped produce that is now not just a social message, but a message of peace and education. And that's what we need to do. People need to be educated, and I have a kind of a formula that will help people to do this, Carmelita. And before we bring Alex on, let me just say this. It's very easy to fly off the handle. Alex knows I've done it, you know. And it's easy to say, think before you react. Because when you're on the freeway and you're upset and you see people getting out of their car, or at least in the city, and they hit somebody or they hit the window, it's because of the frustration in our society is much different than it was 40 years ago. And people have different values and they're after things that are not balanced in their life. So I say bring back family values. I say do some things that are going to help you diffuse your anger. Do some things that are going to help you have peace.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense, Pete.
It's in your heart.
Right.
So go on walks, meditate, do yoga, read, write poetry. Do deep breathing exercises. All these things will help you relax and diffuse your anger. And yes, there are people in the world that have been brainwashed of different sects that's not going to help them. We got to keep them out of this country. And why do we have to do that? Because their main goal, these particular people, is to destroy America, to destroy people. And what happened in Las Vegas, according to a news source early in the morning, you don't hear it on all the news, but it was early in the morning, that this person had converted, and he was just mentally deranged and used that semi-automatic, which fires over 600 rounds in so many minutes, in up to 1,800. And look what happened, 58 dead people, 518 people that were injured. And it's a very sad thing, and we really, America needs to wake up, and that's why we have Alex Azen. That's why we have Winds of Freedom dedicated to promoting peace and educating people about what's happened in the history of our world and how we can improve it. So with that thought, let's bring Alex in, and you can talk to Alex because he's got an amazing story.
Yes, Alex, I was reading your bio. I think your achievement is amazing, and you have come from a place where there has been oppression, and as a matter of fact, according to your bio, you actually had to escape from the Soviet Union in 1979, and at the time you received a master's degree in marine transportation management from the State University of New York Maritime College, and you've done so much. Your response was the making of the Winds of Freedom with this full-length concert that you worked on with the Russian composer Emelyan Chichkin, which I hope I'm saying correctly, which debuted at the Carnegie Hall in New York to standing ovations and rave reviews. And your approach to making the world a better place is partially with this moving multimedia event with the video and still images highlighting the classical score. Can you tell us how your Winds of Freedom will make a difference in the world for peace?
Carmelita, thank you for introduction, and you did better with Emilian's last name, which is good. The rest of the names are not easy to pronounce. So his name is Emilian Sitchkin. He is a brilliant composer who studied music at the Moscow Conservatory, and his music is at the core of my production of the Winds of Freedom. So I am a creator of the Winds of Freedom and founder of the Winds of Freedom Foundation, and Winds is a multimedia production based on symphonic score / social message dedicated to promoting peace worldwide. And it's hard for me to speak right now. I am extremely upset and sort of off tangent because of what happened in Las Vegas. A little hard for me to kind of focus right now on this interview, so I have to apologize to the listeners. My very close friend Dennis Matthews actually lives a few blocks away from that place, and somebody Peter knows, Valerie, also a few blocks away. They're in the media business. They do streaming from the events. They could have both been dead if they were there streaming as they normally do from the event. It's an extremely tragic, very hard to accept and understand.
Yes, it is. And, you know, there's a thing called karma. What goes around comes around. We you know, have to all be aware of, as Pete said, about the history, you know, behind all of this, leading up to this.
Yeah.
And there's a certain amount of responsibility involved, you know. So I'm really saddened by the whole situation, the history that's led up to this. But, you know, we have to continue to persevere, and we have to continue to promote love and peace, because love is the greatest weapon.
The winds of my inspirations in this life, there are many, but the main ones in the creation of the Winds of Freedom were Mahatma Gandhi, was Martin Luther King, and John Lennon. So these three forces, these three pillars, inspired me not to quit, not to give up. And after, believe it or not, 30 years in my head, finally the video was done and was finished last year, 2016. Also, the trigger was what my father said, who is still, God bless him, he's still alive, and he is the former Soviet naval officer, big time. He confided to me that in 1950s, under the communist gun, he was forced, as many others, to be involved in the Soviet hydrogen bomb testing. In the 50s, near the polar circle, that's where they started. The U.S. had the bomb. And we dropped it on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Russians followed up, and the race was on. And so my father was involved in it. Many of his friends died from blood disease, from leukemia. And he was horrified by this whole thing, and he said to me, "Look, I'm happy I'm not going to be here 5 years from now." I said, "Why do you say that? You can't, you know, you're not a decision maker. The executive producer is up above us. His name is God." He says, "No, 60 years ago, only two countries had the nuke. Russia and United States, Soviet Union and United States. Today, 9 countries have it, and Iran is building one. So where are we going to end up? Our chances of blowing ourselves up are so much higher." And that scared me. And I really went back into my own head, and I started working on this video to make a program that will help to, A, educate people, B, inspire them, and be very aware. And so the purpose of the Winds of Freedom is education, is inspiration, promoting global peace, better cooperation between the nations and the people of this planet, and also respect for human life. And so they need to know, we need to understand life on this planet, and if we don't want to extinguish ourselves, we don't want to kill ourselves, commit a collective suicide by allowing the nuke to go off, everybody must be involved. From the childhood and all the way to the presidents of all the countries being aware that this cannot happen. We cannot have a nuclear detonation because everybody will be affected. There will be no winners in the last war. So we don't want to have that. And that's the purpose of the program that I have created. And Peter is helping me to communicate to the world right now. Our plan is to take this worldwide. We want to send that social message out. It's an ongoing message because the conflicts will never end. Unfortunately, human being is a very aggressive creature, and he needs to be contained. He needs to learn to understand, respect others, and knowing that we are all in the same boat. So the Winds of Freedom begins with this space serenade, and it's a view from above. And a statement from the Russian cosmonaut, Yuri Gagarin, the first man in space was Russian. And he said, oh, my God, looking down from the spaceship on this planet, I see it's so small to have a conflict, but it's so big to have a cooperation. That's it. It's all said. It was said 60 years ago, 60, 70 years ago. But we're not following that, so we need to cooperate. I also like what Dalai Lama is saying, is that the 20th century was a century of the conflict and the major war, World War II, and the first nuclear bombs that went over Japan. Now, the 21st century must be a century of dialogue. We need to talk. All nations, China, Russia, South Korea, North Korea, Iran, United States, France, Britain, all the countries, African countries, constant dialogue is necessary to prevent the big wars from happening. Small conflicts will always happen. Tribal conflicts will always happen. But we cannot release weapons of mass destruction. That is what it's all about. Because we want to be prosperous, we continue to live on our planet with love and respect. That's the meaning of the Winds of Freedom.
Yes, and this is very important that we also recognize today as Gandhi's birthday. I mean, that is one of the biggest symbols that we have of peace. And he was the model for Martin Luther King, as you know, who had a nonviolent way of achieving change. And I wanted to mention that. And I also want to thank you both for taking the time to come on Carmelita's Corner. I feel very honored. And you, Alex, have so much history connected with you and your mission, the both of you together, I'm sure, are going to make a big difference, and you've already started and are making a big difference. And there are many peace groups now that are coming up. I'm connected with one, Arts for Peace, and I'm one of the peace ambassadors with that group. And then there, as I said, are many others. And collectively speaking, I believe that we can make a difference. And the most important thing is for people to practice the golden rule. And, of course, many of us know where that came from, and to treat others as we would want them to treat us. So thank you again, Pete and Alex.
I will add to it, Carmelita. I will add to it that respect is most important. I'm preaching respect in my film of religion and different groups do it towards each other. I'm not propagating canceling religion, as some people are doing, that religion is pure evil. Well, you know, they did it in 1917 in Soviet Russia. They canceled out all religions, and they replaced it with one of their own. The name of that is communism. So they created another different type of evil. And their leader, Stalin, killed 20 million of their own people in the name of their religion, which was communism. It wasn't Islam, it wasn't Christianity, it wasn't Judaism. It was communism. And he killed over 20 million of his own people, quote-unquote, blaming them of political opposition. So this is not an answer. The answer is to teach everyone respect. And that has to start from the childhood, from 5, 6, 7 years of age. So regardless of how we pray, we have to respect others. I believe there is one God, and we're under him. And if you choose to pray this way and that way, certain ways, it doesn't mean you have to go out and try to kill or convert other people. That's what it's all about.
That's right.
Well,
I want to mention our website. It's www.windsoffreedom.org, windsoffreedom.org. We have a donate button on there. We are looking for sponsors. We want to get a bus and retrofit it so that we can go to concerts. We're building a peace center. We're most importantly taking this and putting it in the educational system, and we need a social networking team. These are things that are very important for us to spread our message and new videos of educating people on how to handle yourself and promote global and local peace here in the United States.
Well, on that note, again, I thank you both being guests, and off and onward.
Thank you, Carmelita. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Well, once again, Carmelita has a fabulous show. Carmelita's very experienced. She's been around so much and has so many interesting people. Well, Frank, are you still on with me?
I am, Jim. How you doing?
Well, Frank, it's been a very emotional show. You could feel the emotion with everybody, and it goes to show no matter what field you're in. I mean, you're a world traveler in business. Tiffany really fit the bill, didn't she? She really fit the bill today because she is really plugged in on this. She's the kind of person that's needed with this kind of depression that's going on how it affects people. And Dave's an author, and how it affects his way of everybody. Everybody's affected by this.
Well, you know, Jim, I mean, in business, you know, you have a term called mindset, right? Mindset. What's your mindset?
Yeah.
You know, and it all stems largely from that, in the fact that, you know, as Tiffany was pointing out, you know, I mean, if your mind's screwed up, you know, your body's going to fall, you know? And in the age that we live in today, pretty much absolutes and standards are things of the past. And, you know, when you cast those to the curbstone, don't be surprised at the result.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, and it's like Tiffany was saying, it's how you take it. Some people take this differently. Some can handle it a little bit, you know, a little bit differently than others. And some it affects more. It leads to a depression. But that's when you got to be strong and come through all this.
Boy,
and,
you're a military guy. You know, you have a tremendous military background. I'm sure you'll appreciate maybe this philosophy. During World War II, in a campaign called Okinawa, right? We had one of the biggest armadas of ships that was involved in that campaign, and the Japanese countered with 7,000 Divine Wind kamikaze planes armed with bombs, right? And we took some of the biggest losses in the history of the war. I don't know how many carriers and major ships went to the bottom of the ocean in just a matter of a few days because of a bunch of crazy kids that got behind the wheel of a kamikaze airplane armed with a bomb and dove it into a United States ship. Well,
they had a shot of sake, and they would get in planes that weren't meant to land, and they had a bomb. That was it.
Right. They're not coming back, okay? And it's the same thing that we're dealing with today, Jim. You got a bunch of people who are absolutely bent on our destruction, who are strapped with bombs, are individuals that are sent out with a philosophy and a mission. And let me tell you something, they don't come home. Does it sound familiar?
Yeah. And that was a tough situation. That's the proverbial, Frank, when they'd say, you know, you're trying to climb, but you keep sinking. That was the battle you're talking about. When they hit the beaches there in Iwo Jima and some of those other beaches, they would literally hit the beach and climb the sand and keep sinking down in this sand. And it was very tough. And when they came in combat with these people, other than the planes, they would just run at them with just nonstop and just suicidal type situations. And I think it was some of the battles they had, they developed the Maos in Indonesia were so radical that they wrapped their bodies up with a twine, and when they would shoot them, they would keep coming because they were all drugged up and everything, and they never experienced this. They would shoot them. They'd keep coming at them with machetes and everything. So that's why they developed the .45, a little bit of a little bit of history there. But it was a terrible day, and our prayers, the Easy Way prayers, are out to everyone that's, you know, that's involved in this situation. And in every aspect, we have our events coming up, and I know,
you know,
all
Jim,
our clients.
You hit the nail right on the head. I mean, from an Easy Way business standpoint of view, an Easy Way events standpoint of view, I think we're going to have to put our thinking caps on, especially with you know, our vendors and people and our clients and whatnot, of doing these open air events like just occurred in Las Vegas. I think we're going to have to put a bigger piece of security into the platform, my friend, because if they are willing to do it with 40,000 people, I mean, you know, 500 or 1,000 in a gathering, I don't think that's off the radar screen.
Yeah. It's well, they were talking about that, Frank, on the news. They may rethink in Vegas because they wrote off the threats from the buildings because the windows are all sealed. And now they're going to have to be a lot more strict, like the transport jets and everything. They really button down with what can come on and not on the planes. And now they're going to have to do that at these casinos. You know, there's going to be so we have Frank. We have our Flicks for Change November 12th, 13th, and 14th, and coming up Saturday our Extreme Fighters MMA with at the Pyramid in what is it, Long Beach, the famous Pyramid. Dave Brockman's putting on an event that supports the victims of the hurricanes, which I had a lot of information on that. Our prayers go off with the people relating to that too, because don't forget, guys, you got to keep them in mind. We got to keep giving, because that still goes on. ProductionSanDiego.com.
Both those events I'm excited about, Jim, because especially the MMA event, because we just created that digital platform for the MMA promotion of that event. And we're, you know, Dave Brock, when he stands in that cage, he's going to be streaming that digital platform out to thousands of people sitting in those seats, raising money through World Vision and the American Legion for Harvey and Irma. I mean, that really gets my motor running, you know?
Oh, yeah. And we got Dr. Emily Letran, Frank, October 14th and 15th, Action 2 Wins. She is an amazing lady. You met her, and her story is beyond amazing, how she comes over with nothing and becomes a prominent traveling, speaking situation. She has a dentist. I mean, it's just amazing what she put together. And we got Tiffany that was on today with us, ProductionSanDiego.com, Inspired Images Studio, great people, Jim and Lauren. And Frank, I don't know, I think we're about out of time. But remember, guys, we got download the Easy Way app and Easy Way Business, Frank, right? Easy Way Radio?
Absolutely.
Join our Facebook. The group will put out all Easy Way related events and web design, app development, sizzle cameras.
Yep, and all you small businesses out there, if you want to know how to elevate your business, expand your reach, go to easywaybusiness.com.
That's right. So, guys, we'll be having Aretha back with us. We miss you, Aretha, and congratulations on what's going on. And, again, our prayers are out to everyone in this situation. And keep your prayers going. Remember, to call the number I gave you and on the show, listen to the show, the archive show. And, to call the hospitals. They may need blood in this situation. Donate your blood. So, guys, so long from Radio Boomers Live. Till next week.
God bless America.
Keep the faith. So long, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.